You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.
Today on our show, we're talking with Yoichiro Yoda. Yoichiro, thanks so much for being with me today.
Oh, thank you very much, Brainerd. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about your work. I really like your work and want to ask you, what is it that you're working on at the moment or involved in, whether it's planning some shows or what's happening in the studio, so to speak?
Okay, well, right now, I was recently accepted to participate in the 2016 Setochi Triennial in Kagawa Prefecture, Kagawa, Japan. And the Setochi Triennial is an arts festival that began in 2010. And the triennial takes place once every 3 years on 12 islands of the Seto Inland Sea. And the festival lasts for 108 days, divided into three parts, spring, summer, and autumn. And the triennial began as a way to revitalize, restore, and bring back life to the islands. And artists from all over the world participate in the festivals, joining with the locals and a volunteer support team called the Koebitai, which is Japanese for, Koebi is Japanese for shrimp, little shrimp. So it's like little shrimp troop, the little shrimp team. And they revitalize the islands by bringing art into the lives and culture of the islands. And they share the beauty of the Seto Inland Sea with the world and to bring many people together. And my project is to create in an island called Megijima or Megi Island.
What was the project called on the small island that you're working on?
Yes. Oh, the project is called the Island Theater, and it's a movie theater that's based on several different 42nd Street movie theaters that are no longer existing today. And right now I'm making these, the movie theater, the Island Theater is going to have a lobby and a theater space. And in the lobby, I'm going to be painting various names of the old theaters, like the that no longer exist, that were demolished in the late 90s. And on top of those names, I'm going to hang the paintings that I'm working on in the studio are based on the old movie star photographs, like bromide photos. And I've about 30 right now. I need to make some more, about 10 more. And they range.
Now, by bromide photos, you mean those are initial press, original press photos? Is that kind of what they were?
Yes. And but in my case, instead of hanging the photos on the walls, I've made oil paintings of the actors. And I have various ones of Charlie Chaplin, Clara Bow from The Silent Era, and also film noir characters like Robert Ryan and Richard Widmark, Burt Lancaster, and Carey Mulligan, who's newer, but I throw in a couple of more contemporary people occasionally.
So you're really occupying that whole theater. What else is happening in the rest of the theater? You described as that's what's happening in the lobby.
Yes. Well, it's going to have, right now, the space that the organizers, the general director of the Setochi Triennial, Mr. Fram Kitagawa, and his assistant, Koi Okamoto, found for me a really large warehouse in the island, very close to the ferry port, and we're going to transform it. I'm working with an architect, Mr. Koji Umeoka, it's going to have an entrance. It's going to be based on several old 42nd Street theaters, like the old Harris Theater and other theaters. And it's going to have a main theater space. It's going to, on the walls are going to be my paintings of various silent film and film noir characters, and it will also feature my own paintings on canvas, various paintings ranging from old movie theaters, the silent film paintings, film noir, and also from the Great Gatsby series that I worked on a couple of years ago, mainly from the Robert Redford Great Gatsby. And it's going to be able to screen. I also have a couple of documentary films I've made over the years. The ones that I'm going to be screening at the Island Theater are Last Days of 42nd Street, which was a 9-year project from 94 to 2003, and also another movie. It's on DVD, but it'll be called Last Days of Hotel Pennsylvania, about the hotel. And I'm going to try to show some other films, from the Silent Era and other film noir films.
So that's a huge show. It's really kind of and not just an installation, it's almost a retrospective type view of your
yes.
work. And that sounds kind of amazing. I've never been to those islands, but I imagine, and this is maybe my own fantasy, but that it's kind of like a magical place. How big are these islands?
They vary in size. Maggie is a nice size, not too big, not too small. Shodoshima is huge, which is all close by, and it's all very accessible by ferry. In fact, Megijima is only about 15 to 20 minutes away from the port where everyone gathers. But there's 12 islands, and they're all various sizes. And there's a lot of various artists. Also, in some of the islands, there's other well-known artists like James Turrell and the Stern Twins and Christian Baltansky, Mariko Mori have works in other islands. And it's interesting because the islands, once you get off the ferries, in some places you can travel by bicycle or there are buses. They have tours. Or you could walk.
And when will that be running?
Well, the one that I'm working on will open in March of next year, and it has three different. It's divided into three parts: spring, summer, and autumn.
I love that. So you mean the work is going to change in the different times, or the show itself is divided into three areas?
Well, some of the works, there'll be some new works opening, and there are some works that have been there permanently. So there'll be some new pieces from various people, and it'll be constantly new things will be opening.
That sounds really awesome. I mean, I'd like to go. You know, I hadn't heard of that, and this just sounds like a really exciting show.
Yeah.
It sounds like, too. That's an amazing
yes.
show for you, right? Amazing opportunity. Let's go back a little bit and cover some early projects. You're just coming out of school. I mean, I'd like to talk about the Last Days of 42nd Street and the other things. But when you came out of school, I think you went to school in New York, right?
High school. I went to LaGuardia High School of Music and Art, and after that, I went to Tyler School of Art. In Philadelphia, back when it was still in the Elkins Park campus. It's at the main campus now. It was actually at Tyler. This was in the winter of 1994. I was on a bus trip to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And once we got to New York, I noticed that the bus driver either made a mistake or took a different route, and we passed by 42nd Street, and it was still kind of seedy back then. And then I looked out the tinted window of the bus, and I saw this really old crumbling window. I mean, this window looked like it was ready to implode, of an old theater. Then I remembered, I'm on 42nd Street, and I remembered all the old theaters there. And I did some researching, and when I went back, suddenly a very strange feeling overcame me, and I felt like I had finally come home to my real home, and that the theaters themselves were welcoming me back. And it was like kind of rediscovering yourself in a way, and I started researching more, you know, the music of the time, you know, like and, you know, like the crooners, like Al Jolson, or you know.
But that is, but let's go back a little bit though. So that's a product, and I want to hear more about it. But that
okay.
When your relationships with those kind of movie figures started, was it?
Or yes.
Was it?
It was. It was the very beginning
of that whole world of the whole world of theater and stage and drama and those
yes.
those kind of press photos of actors.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so,
yes.
so I'm sorry then. So go on. I just wanted to make sure that was the very beginning of that work.
Oh,
so then that was suddenly an inspiration and a muse for you that opened up a number of bodies of work?
Yes, that started my theater series, which still continues today. And but it was around 1995, and actually, everything sort of started around.
But
the same time.
Let me interrupt you just for a second. The theater series
sure.
that you just mentioned, you said those
yes.
are paintings of what looks like you're painting in a theater. Is that
they're,
the theater series?
They're paintings of theater interiors and exteriors of the ones that used to be on 42nd Street. And let me just explain, in order for me to start those paintings, at the time, only one theater, the Harris, was open, but the other ones were closed. They were actually condemned. The state took hold of the theaters. I think the Brandt Organization owned it at the time.
Wait, what year was that about?
This was in the early 90s, like 93 or so, because by 94, pretty much all the theaters except for the Harris was open. They were all closed except for the Harris. So I tried sneaking in a couple of times. Sometimes if no one was looking, I'd, you know, go in. But I called the city's Urban Development Corporation every day for months. I said, "Hi, this is Yoichi Ryota again. Can I come in today? Can I come in today?" And finally they let me in, and they gave me permission to take photos of about 10 out of the 11 remaining theaters on 42nd Street. This would be 1996. And shortly after that, they started tearing them down, and this made me very sad because no one else, I documented every day with my still camera and my video camera the demolition, and it made me very sad. I was, literally in tears because no one seemed to care about these magnificent theaters, and no one was documenting this. And so that became my documentary, Last Days of 42nd Street. But initially, I was taking photos mainly for my paintings of these theaters. But I just realized that, well, this is something very important that should be documented. So that's how I came to start that series of, you know, The Last Days of 42nd Street and the documentary.
And I know you've continued in that vein, really. You've expanded on that since then, or the series closed
yes.
at one point. Did it close or no?
It did. It did close. Well, because I did start getting to other themes, but the movie theme, the movie characters have always stayed with me. Although it's maybe because I was a little younger then, because everything was new and it was beautiful. But later on, it must be because I felt more disillusioned. So I found film noir to be more fitting. I still love the silence, especially the silent comedy. You know, Charlie Chase and Harold Lloyd and Chaplin, you know. But I moved over towards film noir because I felt it, you know, I felt closer to it the way I am now. So
it's beyond the theaters. I mean, theaters is your world, as you said, when you saw that kind of world of film. But you're also talking about a genre. You're relating to a particular world of film that you're kind
right.
of inhabiting. I mean, is that right? That's really the shift. And
well, yes. It's funny because if you go to Times Square today and 42nd Street, especially 42nd Street, it's strange because you know, it's so removed from what I remember back in the late 90s, and it, in some ways, it kind of resembles a movie set, much like the ones in those film noir films. Like, but the reel is becoming less, you know, like it's becoming more like a Hollywood set. So it's kind of it's something that I've noticed, and I've been creating newer works kind of using that theme. But the theater paintings is an ongoing series. I have taken other, you know, like various films, or concentrating on a single film and focusing that and altering certain aspects. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with my The Shining series and the Great Gatsby series that I did.
I know the Great Gatsby series, but The Shining series, tell us about that.
Okay. Well, The Shining, well, this one, I never really liked the hotel in the movie The Shining, the Overlook Hotel. So, and everyone that I've spoke to, or just about everyone that I've spoke to, says that Hotel Pennsylvania reminds people of The Shining. And I've actually slept over 4 times, it does feel that way. And so I decided to do a series called The Shining at Hotel Pennsylvania, where I took, like, Jack Nicholson sitting at the bar in front of Lloyd, but I changed the background to the old Cafe Rouge ballroom that still exists inside the hotel where Glenn Miller used to perform. And I would sort of change some of the characters around. I would throw in, at the time when I did this, this was 2008, 2009, 2010. So I was into bringing different characters and mixing time periods. So at the time I was painting Hermione Granger from the Harry Potter films. And I would have her paired with Jack Nicholson. And I think at some point, even roller derby players came in. Beatrix Slaughter of Gotham Girls Roller Derby was in some of the paintings. But that's something that I... But it's also has a certain, you know, like the painting Hotel Pennsylvania, Cafe Rouge, is where Hermione Granger is strangling Charlie Chaplin. It's a bit of a social commentary, whereas where the old is being obliterated by the new, sort of, you know, it's something that I've noticed a lot, because Hotel Penn was in danger of being demolished as well, and I don't think it's really in the clear yet, but.
Right. I mean, it also doesn't, you know, the work has, all of your work has this theatrical feeling and feels a little bit like all of life is a stage, that there's theater to everything you're doing, that kind of life is theater. I don't know, is that also part of how you're thinking? I mean, or it is also, you know, sentimental and or nostalgic and revisionist in some ways. But but to me, it feels more like life is a stage. We're not that far from a lot of these characters.
Yeah, I mean, life is a stage, or, you know, sometimes, you know, maybe I'm, you know, it's like I'm a part of that, but it's kind of like the, a lot of, it's like you see something, you know, that you really love, and it goes away, it disappears, or it's just, you see so much of that, or I see so much of that. I'm sure everyone sees more of it now, but it's just the willingness of not letting go or accepting. It's just how I feel. Is that, you know, I mean, as an artist, I can't go against those big companies or those, you know, big developers or those companies. So I, as an artist, this is what I can do, is do paintings, you know, to preserve these theaters and hotels in my work.
Yo, Juro, I'm really excited about your upcoming show, and I want to thank you for talking with us today. I'm going to put a link in the interview so people will see where to come to your upcoming show. But I just want to thank you, Yoichiro, for talking with me today.
Thank you so much, Brainerd. Thank you for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
You're listening to Yale Radio WIBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.